friends, do you know one of the key hallmarks of a hardcore police state, whether it was Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany? Governments would take political dissidents' passports away. In the United States, that's only done if you've been charged with espionage or if you're out on bail for a serious crime. The IRS has written a law that's passed the Senate, is now in the House, and Forbes and other publications are reporting on it like it's no big deal. Hey, if the IRS says you owe back taxes, you're not going to be allowed to travel outside the country. They're going to take your passport. How many times have I told you this was coming? This is exactly what the IMF and World Bank, the consortium for the international arm of the private Federal Reserve, have called for more than 15 years. A global cashless society. Already many jobs, you've got to get TSA approval and authorization to have them. I saw Homeland Security 9 years ago on C-SPAN say, you're not going to get on a plane if you haven't paid your taxes. You're not going to get a driver's license. You're not going to be allowed to work. This is total enslavement. This is beyond anything we've seen in history. It is incredibly illegal. Travel is a right, not a privilege. A passport is a right as a citizen. This represents withdrawing and revoking your citizenship. That's what it is under another name. They tried to pass a bill last year for any reason the president wishes outside of a court to take your citizenship away, and then they say they can secretly arrest you or kill you. When he couldn't get that passed, he just signed the NDAA and said he can secretly arrest you or kill you. Well, a law that's unconstitutional is null and void, Marbury versus Madison. What this represents is capital controls. When governments start to collapse throughout history, they always try to clamp down on people leaving the country with money. Bottom line, the IRS is the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. Pre-1913, dollars that were fiat were backed partially by silver and gold and said United States note on them. After 1913, they said Federal Reserve note. In 63, Kennedy reissued $5 bills that said United States note on them, and he signed an executive order to begin the abolishment of the private Federal Reserve and its collection agency of the IRS. That's why the banksters killed him. My point is, yes, a country has to have taxes, but these aren't taxes. These are levies to private international banks, just as Europe admits they're now under Goldman Sachs dictatorship, not through money they owe. Goldman Sachs got their governments to sign on to the derivative fraud they created. This is so incredible. And now the banksters are saying, if you don't pay all the taxes we want directly into our private coffers of the Federal Reserve, outside of a court, outside of a conviction, outside of law, we're going to put you on a no-fly list. Just like Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff at the White House, said at a gun grabber meeting. He said, look, if you're on a no-fly list, over 2 million Americans are on that, by the way, you're not going to be able to buy a gun.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
One of the things you don't know about is the number of people that we have turned away because their name has been on the watch list or on the no-fly list.
Only my mom could, but not me and my dad, because both me and my dad are on the watch list.
Now they say they want to expand that to where if you haven't paid your taxes, you can't buy a gun. Of course, these are taxes to the IRS, and they just say you haven't paid. The bankers are taking control of our lives. They are squeezing Europeans with the exact same system. This is hardcore fascism. This is incredible tyranny, and we've got to defeat this legislation that is now in the House. Get these articles and get them out to everybody and demand that the corporate whore dinosaur media cover this, because these are internal checkpoints, internal passports, and they're saying they're going to revoke your citizenship. That's what this does. Extrajudicially, this is off the Richter scale when it comes to despotic, oppressive tyranny. The Federal Reserve is engaged in a total coup d'etat over due process and threatening to revoke our citizenship and pull our passports if we don't fully submit to the bankers. The bankers are pressuring local governments to raise the local property tax that we didn't have till 60 years ago in this country that turns your property. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be an incredibly jam-packed next 2 hours. You've already heard the first hour of the worldwide broadcast going on over 115 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and XM Channel 166. So that's what's being broadcast and transmitted. Streaming. You can listen to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on this Thursday, August 16th, 2012 edition. There are thousands of articles, thousands. NBC News, you name it. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine says Obama is behind deadly shootings. And my name's been brought into this because he talked about the fact that he thinks the president's a criminal and a liar a few weeks ago on the show. I just interviewed Dave Mustaine. That's why we aired a few of our special reports the last 15 minutes. I just went over to the TV side and did the interview with Dave. And it's a video interview. He's on the phone. It's video. We're transferring it over. It's about 5 minutes long. We will air it here on the radio, probably right before we go to movie star and TV star and researcher Richard Belzer, who has written Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups about government shooting people and staging it and blaming patsies. Isn't that funny? We had this guest set up 2 weeks ago. Jesse Ventura wrote the foreword. Here's the deal. Operation Northwoods calls for shooting people in movie theaters and on the streets and blaming political enemies. Operation Gladio, hundreds of bombings and shootings in Europe carried out by NATO, partially declassified. The Italian government completely declassified it, blowing up school buses, shooting people, bombing theaters, shooting up churches, shooting up police stations to blame their political enemies, whether they be left or right wing. If the groups weren't controlled by the globalists, didn't want the bankers to take over like they've done now, you get a bombing or a shooting. Dave Mustaine has come out and said, hey, if they staged Fast and Furious, they'd stage this. We got to look at it. Said at a concert overseas. And we've been talking on the phone lately about this, you know, the Sikhs president saying he saw multiple, you know, people casing it, witnesses all saying four shooters. That's what was reported. We need to look at this. We'd be idiots if we didn't. It's time to stop trusting the system. Now, I'll tell you, this is breaking. Just like with the Dixie Chicks saying they didn't agree with the war. They're trying to cancel his tours. They're trying to persecute Dave Mustaine right now. Like Chick-fil-A, even if you don't agree with what Chick-fil-A did, you've got to support the First Amendment with these bullies. Guy went in and shot up the family research group, the Family Research Council, yesterday with a bunch of Chick-fil-A stuff saying he was mad at them. Okay, these are terrorists. You've got to support the First Amendment. And we will have that exclusive Dave Mustaine statement coming up. Quite frankly, he said stuff after the Batman shooting in an interview we taped after the show one day, and I didn't even air it because I didn't want this big controversy, even though I knew in the end he'd come out smelling like a rose. I just don't like my friends having this stuff happen to them on my show. It's happened a lot of times. But they're going to come after him, folks. They're going to come after him. They didn't go after Larry Pratt because he's a Fox News contributor. That doesn't fit into their whole game plan. They think he's a good target. And now we're going to talk about the economy, the accelerating world events with the premier trends forecaster joining us via video Skype right now. He is Gerald Celente for the balance of the hour. And there's so much I want to get into. I mean, there is so much that I want to break down. They look like they're about to dump Biden right now. That's the writing on the wall. We'll get his take on that. We have got just amazing stuff. Federal courts ruling that cell phone tracking is legal, just throwing out the Fourth Amendment. They're saying they're going to raid the Uruguayan. They're saying the Ecuadorian, excuse me, the Ecuador teleprompter free, folks. The embassy, which is just incredibly illegal because they're going to try to give him political asylum. Just amazing the type of evil we're seeing. Ecuador grants asylum to WikiLeaks Assange. All of that and all the big articles. In fact, I left at the studio from last night. You guys bring me all the financial crash stuff. You've been called a pessimist porn dealer, Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, for predicting with precision everything that's happening, the wars, the Tea Party years before it came, the attacks on small businesses, the rebellion, the meltdown of derivatives, that we were really in a depression and never left the recession. All of that confirmed. They're saying, get the banks ready for collapse. You know, the elites are all buying gold up. That was in the news. Soros, the rest of them. Literally everything you've said. But you don't get praised by the corporate prostitutes, you invented that word, for telling the truth. You get even more demonized as it all unfolds. So you've told us what's coming. Tell us, and it's come true, tell us what's coming now, Gerald Celente.
What's coming now, unfortunately, looks like our worst scenario forecast that we've made recently. And that's the first great war of the 21st century. And people refuse to put the pieces together. Whether it's what's going on in Syria is very clear. This is a move to limit the power of Iran and Hezbollah. You know, people forget that Israel lost against Lebanon in that last war. And one of the reasons why was they were getting armaments from Iran and Syria. The other issue, of course, is when you move beyond that, there's a revolution going on in Yemen, and they're very concerned because Yemen backs up to Saudi Arabia, which, as everyone knows, is the greatest oil producer on the planet. And the people there are very unhappy, and I know that this may sound contrary to all those fairy tales that were all taught as little boys and girls. They don't like the king. The king. How about calling him a dictator? Oh, no, he's a king. Hey, ladies, you want to free Afghanistan, right? I hear all that all the time. You can't drive a car in the kingdom. So you have a revolution going on there that's spilling over. Bahrain is ready to go up in flames. Greece is cooked. You have an unemployment rate of over 25%, just officially, and then youth unemployment over 50%. You see what's going on in Spain. They don't report the millions of indignados that are taking to the streets. It's turned back. You know how I talk about, Alex, that the timelines are parallels to the crash of 29, the Great Depression, the currency wars, trade wars, world war, the panic of 08, the Great Depression / Great Recession, currency wars are going on, the trade wars and world wars. Spain, to just play back into that, it's a replay almost of the 1930s. Just the names and the situations have changed. The people are in Franco-era depression levels. Oh, and then over there in France, yeah, they just got a new president over there. And you read the language in the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, the self-proclaimed paper of record. They have a little story in there about the riots going on in France. And you know who's rioting? Hey, those people from when they used to, remember those French used to take over Algeria, Morocco, and then all those people came over to France? Yeah, them. And you know who them is? Them are the 50% of the youth unemployment demographic. It's unemployment worldwide. You know my saying. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. They're losing it around the world. The war has begun. I read your website, and I see what you're posting on there about the hollow point bullets. We all know about the National Defense Authorization Act, about all the armaments going into our military police, because now they've both become one with the National Defense Authorization Act and the repeal of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that allows the military to take over police duties. So, yes, the whole thing is collapsing. And now, of course, we got Iran. Got to go after Iran. And what are the reports out? I'm not making this up. This is coming out of Israel. They're preparing the people for a 30-day war. What psychopath came up with this idea? 30 days? Oh, you could put a timeline on it, huh? They're nuts. They're out of this. They're out of their minds, and they're taking the people to war. In the meantime, let's go look at some economic data. Oh, China. You know what China's export numbers were last month? How about 1% growth? Virtually nothing. Their imports were only 4%. You look at Brazil, they just announced a $66 billion stimulus program. The real is crashing. The Indian rupee is in the toilet, and they're trying to stop people from buying gold. Oh, and you mentioned that Soros and Paulson are buying up tons of gold. Oh, but they're brilliant. When Salenti says it, oh, he's a gloom and doomer. Oh, you can't eat gold. Oh, you can't eat gold? How about shoving this? Oh, no, I have to be clean. This is a chill.
Gerald, speaking of that, let me throw this at you. As you know, the Associated Press reporting, because I know you're a news hound, you'll know this, reported yesterday the Chinese government has suspended all purchases of U.S. stocks, saying the system can't be trusted. And just last week they had articles admitting that the flash trading is such a manipulation, stealing billions a day, that you can't even trust the market. It's totally rigged.
Only the people that would vote for Romney and Ryan or Biden and Obama are too stupid enough, too blind, and too ideological to admit the entire system is rigged. The last time we're talking about the LIBOR scandal. Oh, what's a LIBOR? Oh, yeah, what's a LIBOR? It only controls all the money that's being created and interest rates. Oh, that's all it is. And it was rigged. And as you pointed out, the high frequency trading. Yeah, the game is rigged. E-Trade, how about F-Trade? Oh, here's another one.
Hold on, we got to go to break. Gerald Celente, we'll give you his website. When we come back, write it down, get the trends alerts free there on his site, or subscribe. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Clemente is our guest. We're going to put his website up on screen for you here in a moment. But here is the hard copy of it. It has Christ whipping the money changers, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and others on the cover. Going back to Gerald Celente in the short segment, long segment coming up, again, you read your latest issue that just came out a few weeks ago, a couple of articles you've been gracious enough to let us use are in our new free magazine that's coming out. It's all happening. So the long and short of it, what do you expect to happen now that they're scurrying around themselves talking about a very serious collapse? And what do they mean by a banking collapse? What would that look like, Gerald Celente?
Well, what it's going to look like is they're going to call a bank holiday if this thing continues to collapse. And we had wrote about that. We even had a link up of Joe Biden campaigning for John the Slime Corzine. That's right, the former governor of New Jersey and senator of New Jersey, also and former head of the Goldman Sachs gang. Back in 2009, Biden saying, it's there on YouTube, anybody could find it, that when the Obama administration got into office, the first thing the transition team was talking about was calling a bank holiday. And Biden repeats it. That's right, a holiday. It ain't no holiday. You can't get your money. Oh, and by the way, before I go on, speaking of John Corzine, did you see the headline today in the New York Times? You know, the self-proclaimed paper of record, more aptly called the toilet paper of record. No criminal case is likely in lawsuit Corzine firm. I want to read to you this little bit to show you toilet paper talk. A criminal investigation into the collapse of the brokerage firm MF Global and the disappearance of about $1 billion in customer money. Disappearance? What, did it just evaporate? Oh, no, but I'll go on. Disappearance. That's toilet paper talk so that you think it's legit. Is now heading into its final stage without charges expected against any top executives. That's right. They'll get some low-level sap, a stooge, to take out. But here's where it gets good. After 10 months of stitching together evidence on the firm's demise, again, more toilet paper talk, on the firm's demise, criminal investigators are concluding that chaos and porous risk controls at the firm, rather than fraud, allowed the money to disappear, according to people involved in the case. Disappear. It just disappeared. $1.6 billion disappeared.
And this sets an incredible... Yeah, I mean, this sets an incredible new precedent. I'm seeing top money managers getting out of the market entirely, citing this and citing federal cases now, saying no one's money is safe in banks anywhere, as you said last November when the heist first began.
That's exactly it. Now, I want to read out of this. They're talking about the bet he made, a $6.3 billion wager. This will put the thing down, MF Global, on European sovereign debt proved fatal. And again, how could any imbecile, this guy's supposed to be so smart, bet on European sovereign debt as the euro crisis is going into the toilet? The size of the bet was enough to wipe out the firm many times over. And as questions about Europe's health grew, a run on MF Global ensued. In the panic, the firm tapped customer money to stay afloat. It didn't tap customer money. It stole customer money out of our segregated accounts, but the toilet paper and the rest of the prostitutes, the CNN, the Cartoon News Network, the ABC clowns, the MSNBC shills, they refuse to go after the big guys because they're prostitutes and they bow down.
Gerald, are they not in now actually aiding and abetting in the criminality when
yes.
they call stealing money tapping? So if I rob my neighbors and the cops show up and I've robbed the neighbor, I say, I'm just tapping their account.
Right, and then money just disappeared out of the house. Hey, that computer you took, all this jewelry you robbed, it disappeared.
It disappeared.
Or we just tapped it. We didn't steal it. We tapped it, Gerald. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. People that do that wouldn't stage a mass shooting. You know why? Because they're so courageous. So courageous.
The hunters can all lock on all but one.
We've got the exclusive Dave Mustaine clarification on Obama staging the mass shootings. We have the video. We have the audio. We'll air it after Gerald Celente leaves us, either before our next guest, author, TV host, movie star Richard Belzer joins us, or after. I'm not sure, but this is like in thousands of newspapers right now, and we're going to hit them and hit them hard. So just get ready for that. This won't be Dave up on the stage just saying something offhanded. You'll actually hear him cogent and focused, And I think this will backfire on him, but they are definitely after his First Amendment right now. That is coming up. Now, you can go to trendsresearch.com and find the Trends Journal, or you can also go to trendsjournal.com, takes you to the same place. Invaluable info. A must read. Check it out today. Again, Gerald Celente joins us. I want to go through some of the economic news because, you know, we laugh and joke about this. He had a lot of money, six figures plus, stolen from him. We'll leave it at that, Gerald Celente. But it wasn't stolen. It was tapped. I mean, first they say in the same article, it disappeared, but then it was tapped. You know, it disappeared like into J.P. Morgan's pocket, as he and Max Keiser said, back in October, November. And now it's confirmed J.P. Morgan London got it. HSBC is in mainstream news, running drugs just like Wachovia, Wells Fargo, in the hundreds of billions a year, those guys, running the torture aircraft, running the drug aircraft, stealing people's pension funds, selling into the market stuff that they know is worthless crud, bragging about it. Those emails are out there, but they're just tapping it when they lie to an old lady and sell her fraud with Timberwolf. And now, we said this months before, you said it, we said it. I mean, it's not like we're even that smart. We're just not total idiot chump suckers who love being taken for a ride every day. You know, I mean, you know, you rape me 10 or 15 times, I'm not going to trust you anymore. That's why we're extremists, pessimists, poor and bad people. We talked about Zuckerberg and Facebook and the fact that even mainline groups were saying it was overvalued by 10 times at least. Some estimates were 20 times, but it was 10, 15, you know, there in that area, it varied. And of course, they were allowed to dump up front and then dump later. And they're dumping, and it's totally illegal, but they sent Martha Stewart, and they're trying to get the owner of the Mavericks, who criticized Bush, who didn't engage in insider trading, clearly. They're going after them because, oh, look, we get the bad men. There's the bad man. There's the bad woman, but not the real crooks that make Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay look honest. What do you say about Facebook here, Gerald Celente, and the fact that now the criminality is just parading around and the prostitutes, as you said, are saying the sky's the limit? I mean, I guess that's why judges think they can say no Fourth Amendment now, because the media will cover their evil, wart-covered patoots. I mean, what is the end? Once corruption in history, as you know, reaches this festering point when the pustule pops and just deluges us in the scrofula stink, where are we going here? I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
Well, on the Facebook issue, you know, we have Trends in the News as part of the subscription for the Trends Journal. And when the IPO came out, I said, I'm not telling people how to invest. I don't give investment advice. I'm a forecaster. And I'm forecasting that this thing is going to dump out. And I would not put my money in it. And the reason is because it's all, you got to get advertising. And people use Facebook for what it is. You know, who looks at the advertising? People blast right by it. The other issue, of course, being it's a fad. It's not a trend. I wrote in Trend Tracking in 1996 what they're calling social networking, I call it techno-tribalism. It has much more richness than just BSing back and forth to people. So we knew it was a bust. Where is it all going? And as we look at, we talked about LIBOR. We're talking about all the criminality going on in all the different levels. You mentioned HSBC. You could go down the list, one fine after another, no one's head rolls, and it just keeps going. The fish rots from the head down. The entire system in the United States, as you look at it, is nothing more than a fish rotting within morality. How about that lovely war over there in Afghanistan? Hey, all you Obamanistas, remember when he had that troop surge? 30,000?
Obama, Obama, Obama.
Bravo, bravo. Yeah, what did today, a helicopter got shot down? What, another seven Americans dead? Oh, yeah, impressive progress, huh? Yeah, sure. Oh, what happened last week? Oh, you know, that transition military that you're putting in place? Yeah, they're killing our soldiers. How many guys got killed? What's a dozen or so? There were no senators' sons. Oh, and let me just digress a little bit. I love the latest episode of the presidential reality show. It was the perfect metaphor for America. Romney and Ryan standing in front of a mothballed battleship mothballs? Maybe that's what these guys are carrying around with them. Because it was the perfect metaphor. Two little chicken hawks talking tough with a decommissioned ship that was at a... That yeah. They stopped battleships before the end of World War II. And they're the tough-talking guys, right? No one's talking about cutting the military. So as we're looking at the fish rotting from the head down, we talked about the military, we talk about the economy. Now, I'm a guy still living in the Bronx and of a different head. And I'd say to my buddy, Joey, listen, we're going to go do a deal. Now, here's what we're going to do. And Joey says, with the other guys, and all of a sudden Joey charged up, hey, Gerald, come on, that's not honest, man. We're going to rip somebody off like that. I'd say, what are you, stupid? What's the matter with you? Look at, they're stealing at the top. They're robbing us every day. They stuck your mother's house. She's out on the street. Your father ain't got a job. Your brother died in Iraq. You're, what are you, stupid? They're ripping us off at every level, and you're going to play it straight? All of society is rotting out because it's rotting from the head of Obama. It's rotting from the head of Bush and Cheney. It's rotting like Romney and Ryan. And you know how I say, Alex, I've been saying it for years since you've known me, that these guys that everybody's sucking up and bowing down to are nothing more than the class presidents and head of the student council. And now they follow their career path. It could not be clearer than with Paul, little high school altar boy Ryan. It's great. The altar boy and a guy that wears the magic underwear, the Mormon. It's perfect. It's right out of the presidential reality show. Paul Ryan, voted by his classmates who are smarter than everybody else out there as high school kids, as the brown noser of the year. I'm not making it up. It's there. The class president, a guy that never worked a day in his life, born on third base like Romney and thinks he hits a triple. And people clap like little children. All aboard, next train to Auschwitz. That's where this country's going.
Continue, my brother. You are laying it out. I mean, where do you see it ending? Where do you see it going if we don't turn this around?
They're going to declare martial law on the people. They're going to go after guys like you and me. They're going to go after everybody that speaks out and calls them out on their crap. What adult could believe this stupid, cheap show? Did you see Obama? When the hell does this guy work? He's been out on the campaign trail every day. Every 4 years, this is where you can find these guys. He'll be at Pete's Barbecue, sitting on a bale of hay. There's Obama in front of a whole bunch of rotted corn. Every 4 years, Freddy's Clam House, sitting there at Maggie's Diner, and the people buy this crap.
Well, wait. For the first time, even businesses that don't like him for the business are telling him you're not welcome here, and they're getting ready to dump Biden, hoping that wakes people back up. Clearly, they've got all the signs on that front. So I do see an awakening happening. But you're right. The level of tyranny we will live under, as Thomas Jefferson said, is the exact amount we'll put up with. So now that they're so cornered like rats, you've said they implode the economy, then they start a war to distract everybody. But do you think that's going to work? I mean, even most of the Israelis don't want a war.
It will work. You know, we sent out a trend alert. We wrote about Ryan in last year, summer's Trends Journal, that whole one about direct democracy. And we had a thing, we even had Ryan's weenie mobile. And we showed what a little nobody this guy is, and why would anybody listen to this jerk who never did a damn thing in his life. And I love the term they give, lawmakers. I don't need a lawmaker. Who made it? What, did you go to school for lawmaking? Anyway,
well, it's
here's
like
a guy
Moses or something. That's where that comes from. The great lawgiver.
Yeah. And so here this guy, we wrote all about him. So we sent out a piece we also had in that piece. Remember that guy, as we wrote about the Wienermobile, we wrote about the other Wiener, Richard Wiener, the guy that got caught, you know, showing his stuff off on TV, on the Internet. We wrote about both of them. You should see, this is a year ago, people writing to us, canceling their subscriptions because we said what they didn't like about Ryan. We could go after Obama. They don't care. But you go after their ideologue, and boy, do they get tight. If you don't like their freak, there's something wrong with you. My freak is better than your freak. Oh, the Romney freak is better than the Obama freak. How come you don't like my freak? It's a freak show. How could any adult look at this adolescent act that they call the presidential reality show and buy into it? It's a disgrace.
Well said. Shifting gears to the war front and other areas that deal with that, Syrian rebels, who've always been al-Qaeda-led, warn they will turn to al-Qaeda if the West fails them. And they also say that our troops have to grow the opium or al-Qaeda will get it. I mean, I guess now they'll need your daughters as well, or al-Qaeda will get them. You know, let the globalists have their way with them, or al-Qaeda will pilfer them. Now, continuing, Israel urges U.S. decision on Iran strike. Ynet News. Now, here's another one. Israel minister warns of 30-day war with Iran. You mentioned that at the start of the interview. Khomeini, Zionist regime will disappear from map. Israel military blast heard in southern city. Rockets believed to be falling. 7 American soldiers dead in Afghan chopper crash. They never get shot down. It's always a chopper crash.
Yeah.
Continuing, all of this is going on. And then the economic news, even Fox News runs the headline, the coming economic collapse, and breaks down the numbers. Again, they've always known this because they're imploding it to take over. But the fact that they're now admitting they're getting ready for a collapse, what's your time frame on that? I mean, I know you're in generalities because no one knows exactly. But, I mean, we're talking about this fall, next year. Max Kaiser says by next April. Because
it could happen next week. You see, they keep coming up with these schemes. Like, nobody knew about the $26 trillion that the Fed was pumping into the system. Nobody knew that they were rigging the rates and lying about with LIBOR to cover up the damage to the banks.
It's all rigged, but the real economy is dying.
Yeah, so the timeline is really, really difficult to go on. But it is the, you know, you mentioned about, you know, how the media looks at me. You know, I know people in the media, and they all tell me, you know, and I have friends that, you know, that are agents and different people, and they say, every time they mention my name, they say, no, you know, wait, he scares people, what he has to say. You know, we don't want to hear that, you know. He unsettles people. Aw, I don't want to unsettle that.
Exactly. That's a badge of distinction and honor, a red badge of courage that I've had Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, all with reporters here. To the point of now, I go, no, you can't come to a profile. I don't care if your editor said it's allowed to go out. People above that will kill it because they think not recognizing us keeps us down. It's the opposite. If you ever recognize us, it would hurt us. You are like poison, garbage. You're the plague. I'm running from you. And the point is they always call back after they've been here and they go, you're right. They killed it from the corporate above the editors. And I'm like, exactly. So now I say, oh, the editor says you can come to town. I know it's a hit piece. I don't mind a hit piece. That helps me when you attack me. But I said, do this. Have your editor go above the corporate. Just so, and they go, oh my gosh, you're right. I had the Washington Post call me a few weeks ago, you know, this big writer. And I'm like, oh no, anything I've ever done gets published. And I said, okay, go ahead and write your article. He goes, it'll be this Sunday. You watch. Never was in the paper. Because, again, they're scared. And they act like we're the ones destroying confidence. No. The Chinese government won't buy U.S. stocks anymore because they know it's rigged. That's why. We're not the... In fact, I get this a lot. I see this about you, but I get this a lot. I'm causing the problems. I'm the reason there's a loss of confidence. Don't listen to that guy or we'll have a depression. Hey, I got news for you. 4 years ago, we passed the Rubicon by every real economic standard. I've had countless economists on. I've researched it. We were in a depression 4 years ago. Okay. I'm not doing it because I'm right. It's not Gerald's fault that he's right. We're trying to pull this country out of it. I like what Gerald says. Most people I know are trying to leave the country. It's global. You're not leaving, folks. It's going worldwide. I'm staying here. I'm fighting. Go ahead, Gerald. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're right on. Here, this is why. Remember that? The prostitutes. Da-da, the prostitutes. That's all they are. There's not a man among them, barely a man in Congress, nobody in the Senate, certainly nobody in the executive offices. It's a freak show. And the look. All right. They're going to have the presidential debates. Did you see the lineup of prostitutes that get to ask them the questions? I mean, come on. One of them's Bob Schieffer. Bob Schieffer. You know what Bob Schieffer's last question and the Bush-Kerry debate? I went berserk on it. His goes like this. He goes, you know, the three of us have something in common. We're all married to strong women. And I said, how the hell did you get into this thing? Who gives a damn? That was the last question of the debate.
There are a bunch of preening peacocks on the deck of the Titanic as it's listing. We're getting in lifeboats, and they're telling us we're crazy as people are falling into the icy water. They are. It's like Rome is burning, and they're going to press dinners, preening themselves and throwing out politically correct lines about women. You know, throw a bone or something.
Yeah, and you look at the list of who's asking these questions. I mean, give me a break. Hey, let's get this straight, everybody. This is not a democracy. You got it? You're run by a mob. They like to call themselves Democrats and Republicans.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Gerald Celente, straight ahead. Dave Mustaine and more.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Richard Belzer, movie star, TV star, writer talking about staged government killings. They blame on other people. Wow. And then the last 10 minutes of the show, we're going to have an exclusive interview I did during the first hour. I ran a tape and went and taped it with Dave because he wanted to talk to me before we went on air a few minutes. That's going to air, and it's a big national story. He'll clarify his statement. In fact, we're going to tweet this out right now at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Dave Mustaine to clarify. I'm having to write this on air right now. I'm having to multitask like nobody you know, folks. I'm like a cook, dishwasher, waiter, you name it around here. I mean, basically, you've seen the headlines with Dave Mustaine. We're going back to Gerald Celente here in just a moment. Basically, the tweet I'm going to put out is, because I know Chrissy's in there listening, about to send it out. Pretty much all the tweets I end up writing them, but sometimes I write them, like telling somebody what to tweet out. I'm going to basically, you know what, I'll give her that tweet in a moment after I can codify my thoughts. I'll do that during the break. I'll just tweet it myself. Shoot. Going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, thank you so much for the time today. We got 5 minutes left here. I've asked a lot of the questions. What else is front and center on your radar right now that you'd like to tell people about?
Well, the big one, of course, is what's going on in the Middle East. Another one, September 12th is going to be a big day. You asked me the timeline on collapse. That's the day that the German Supreme Court is supposed to rule on whether or not it's constitutional for the German government to be into the mechanisms, they call them, that are dumping all of this, funneling all this money into bail out the troubled countries. If this, and it's also another element of that lawsuit that they'll be deciding. And the German Supreme Court ostensibly is not a politically rigged court like the one we have here. That's what they say. We'll see by their deeds. And the other issue is whether or not the Germans are actually going to lose their sovereignty as well as the rest of the Europeans by putting the banking structures completely into Brussels. So, how the Supreme Court of Germany rules on September 12th, on whether or not they could continue in these bailout funds, in these emergency funds, and these bond buying schemes, is going to determine the future of the euro. Because if they say, which it is, by the way, unconstitutional, as it is established by the German Constitution to continue like this, Germany's the only one holding it up. That means the whole eurozone collapses. Number two, again, I am not giving financial advice, just to make this clear. My timeline on gold. Gold today is up about $13 as we speak. Gold has to break above 1670, I believe. It's about 13 now. It has to go about 1670, and then the next hit up to that is 1750. Once it goes over 1750, it's back to the 2000 mark. And it could happen overnight, particularly if the psychopaths start a war with Iran. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I will say it over and over again. This will begin World War III. The entire Middle East will explode. You know how now that Al-Qaeda is fighting against the Assad regime in Syria and on? They will all unite. Sunni, Shia, Alawite Christian, they will all unite against Israel if Israel attacks
Iran. I tell you what, we got to go to break. Richard Belzer's coming up, but stay there 2 more minutes with you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.